Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, before I go on air, I always check in with the office, and I was at the office today, and I guess somebody walks in, not our patient, somebody just walks in off the street, because we're kind of street front where we practice, shirtless, actually takes off his shirt, walks in, and he talks about how he wants to kill himself. And he wants to just spray bullets. Now, of course, we called the police. And while we were waiting for the police to come, you know, I decided to talk him down. Now, you know, don't worry. No. I did not make the situation worse. I feel very confident that I could talk down somebody suicidal as long as the police are on the way. So he's okay. Metro came. And my husband was there, and he actually did a very, very good job with him as well. But let's just quickly talk about what do you guys do in a situation like that. Apparently this gentleman, ex-military, God bless our military, veteran, I couldn't get too much history of his military history, but his dad had died recently. He was really broken up about it, and he just wants to die. And he, not sure about him taking off his shirt. You know, he didn't look like he was on meth or anything like that. He looked drunk. He had brought in the alcohol with him. Wasn't slurring speech. He was actually, a little bit, I mean, it's hard to say what he could have been on. I didn't get close enough to him to check his pupils, etc. But he was very, very distraught, going back and forth with the tears. We got him to sit down. Okay, and how I approached it was, tell me what's going on. Let's just validate what's going on. You never want to, whenever you have somebody who's suicidal, act like they're crazy. Act like they want to kill themselves over something trivial. You may be like, wait a second here. You know, really, you're going to kill yourself over something like that? Oh, that's stupid. No. That's not how you answer. That's not how you approach it. All right. I mean, again, Metro and your police officers are more adept than any of us. So again, first thing you call 911, make sure you get police on board, right? All right. If there's any sort of delay and you are the only one there, like we were in this particular situation, I start to go, you know, tell me what's going on. I mean, you look upset. What's going on? Tell me. Get them talking. Okay. If they're talking and busy about telling their story, they may not be thinking about doing what they want to do. And again, we had no idea to find out if there was a weapon. I wanted to go and frisk him. I wanted to check him out. You know, that was the next step. I got to the point where I could talk about his ink on his chest, you know, and, you know, I figured I would be able to kind of get a little bit more closer because I wanted to be able to disarm him if I had to, because it was taking a little while for the police to come. But luckily, I didn't have to get to that point. They came right before I had to do that because I was a little nervous, you know, but I felt prepared that I would, you know, be able to disarm him. I just wanted to check his waistline and just try to see where his weapon is. Luckily, he was mostly undressed. And I don't think he had a gun on him from what I could tell. But okay, what's going on? You know, my dad died, this. All right, so yeah, of course I told him about my daddy dying, but I kept it quick. The last thing you want is them to zone out because you're boring them to death and them going, I'm not listening to this crazy person. All right, so first, I wanted to validate what they were going through, going, yeah, that sucks, man. God, that sucks. Yeah, man, I lost my dad. That sucks. You know, then I started to ask him about people that I thought he would care about. So I'm like, you got kids? Yeah, I got kids. Let me call one of them. I'd love to talk to one of your kids, you know, see how they're holding up with everything that's happening with your dad and all that. You know, yeah, yeah, call, here's the number. So then we start to go like that, and he's like, man, I just want to die, I just want to die. Now, hold on a second, hold on a second, let's talk to your kid. Try to get the kid involved. The kid is about 20, luckily. This guy, he looked like he was probably 36, 37. So, had it, you know, he said he had about a kid that was 20, although he was kind of rambling. So, you know, I'm like, you know, you got any brothers or sisters? And we're talking about brothers or sisters. Just distracting, you know, but nothing, but something that I knew he would want to talk about. Then he's like, my dad's dead, you know, and I'm like, you know, I'm looking at your ink, you know, any of those, you know, that are kind of, I tried to relate his ink to that. And then we got to talk about any of the tattoos. Apparently, God, we had a lot of time to talk. Metro finally came. But, you don't want to overly distract. And you don't want that. Remember, a lot of these suicidal people, they're very smart. So they could see what you're doing. All right? They can. But you also want to, you want to get their minds temporarily off what they want to do so that hopefully the time, because time usually heals all wounds. It really does. Yeah, things suck. Okay. And time may not heal aging, but it does heal a lot of wounds. And sometimes just those extra couple minutes, it's just enough time for them to kind of calm down, etc. So what you do in a situation, again, you call the police right away. Now, sometimes if you don't think you're equipped to handle it, and most people aren't, just stay on with the 911 operator. In this particular case, we probably should have, because my husband originally thought he could have been armed, especially with him talking about spraying guns, etc. We got the staff out of the vicinity, of course. And we, the phones were ringing, so whoever was trying to call my office, I apologize if we didn't answer the phones, you know, because what was really important was what was going on, all right? And we're like, you know, and then let them talk. Let them tell you what's going on and what they're thinking, okay? And find out as much as you can find out. You know, you're talking about spraying bullets, man. You know, I can understand you feeling that way, but where, you know, you got a gun? I don't know. I wouldn't recommend you guys doing that, but wanted to be prepared to disarm this guy. I don't know. I'm very, my father was military, so he taught me a few things. But thank God he's good. But scary stuff, guys. Scary stuff. There's people distraught out there, very, very distraught. And alcohol is never a good mix with depression. Now, very, very interesting. An article came out today talking about how many people in the military that do, you know, that have troubled childhoods. It was very, very interesting. They said U.S. servicemen are more likely to have been exposed to some childhood trauma than a lot of their civilian counterparts. You know, very interesting with the psyche. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful wonderful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Found out, he was unarmed. He's doing well at the hospital now. So, good. Crisis averted, thank God. But, you know, the crisis might have been acutely averted, but we still have a huge problem where we have many of our military, I just can't believe that happened today, many of our military having, struggling, all right, you know, coming back from serving. This one study we have today saying that many people in the military have had troubled childhoods. That was very, very interesting. The research team suggested that there are U.S. servicemen that are more likely to have been exposed to some childhood trauma than the average civilian. All right? And they say this is military men, not women. The research team suggested that the finding could be a cause of concern given that early childhood exposure to various forms of physical, mental, or sexual abuse among the civilian population has been linked to a higher adult risk for depression, drug abuse, and well as suicidal tendencies. Okay, so this is being published in the journal JAMA Psychiatry. They looked at, they did telephone interviews with 61,000 men and women back in 2010. A quarter of the men and 2% of the women had a military background. They were asked about any childhood events they had before the age of 18, living with a person who was depressed, mentally ill, suicidal, living with an alcohol or drug abuser, living with someone who had been in prison, living in a separated or divorced household, etc. All right, and they, you know, found that those who were in post 1973 military were twice as likely to have experienced various forms of childhood sexual abuse. That's pretty scary. And by all measures, men who had voluntarily served in the military were more likely to have had a negative childhood experience. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second, okay? You know, you got somebody from a very, very affluent, kitten-gloved household and childhood, and, you know, they are spoon-fed their wealth, and then they just go off to Harvard and, you know, never have to serve the military. Yet, you know, whereas a lot of people that volunteer don't have the, may not be of the affluency, all right? And so somebody could say, well, if you look at that population group, yeah, you know, coming from the background that I came from, to me, that was the norm, okay? I mean, we know there were very, very privileged people, and I will always feel privileged no matter what trials and tribulations we had growing up because I'm healthy. I got to have a mom and dad. You know, we had our health, and yeah, a lot went wrong, but, you know, I still look at my days as childhood as happy days, of course, okay, and I feel very, very blessed, and I always feel more fortunate. You know, things could have been worse, so I feel extremely, extremely fortunate for what I had, but by no means was I in a very sheltered, affluent situation, okay? We were lower income. And we, you know, maybe a couple years we had some good years, but for the most part we were lower income. And so, yes, it was very, very attractive for my brother to go to the military, very, very attractive for our friends to do that. And remember, you know, pre-1973 military was different with the draft, et cetera, as opposed to post-1973 volunteers, which is why they used that as a cutoff. And so when I look at this, I'm like, well, doesn't the average family have something like this? I've never understood the term dysfunctional family, because from what I've seen, everybody seems dysfunctional. I mean, I'm assuming the rich Kardashians and the rich Hiltons, and I mean, I'm sure they have some dysfunctionality also. So I just look at families as always having issues. I had talked to a patient today whose son was molested, and the son doesn't want to really talk to anybody about it. And, you know, I told her, I almost don't know anybody that hasn't been. You know, I mean, I think we've all at some point been either assaulted or molested in my world. I understand that there's very protected worlds out there, and but that's not my world, you know, and I'd like you to have him come to me and I'll tell him what I went through, and we'll talk about this. But he probably thinks he's alone and he's the only one this happened to, and let's get him into some therapy, and let's let him, you know, open him up to this is what the real world is. And it's pretty, pretty scary, you know. I mean, there was a patient that was like, you know what, I think I was sexually harassed. I can't tell. You know, I think I was. I want to. And I'm like, okay, you know when you're harassed. I mean, you know it. I almost wish that some of the people that do come from sheltered lives get some sort of schooling. I know it's kind of difficult because nobody's going to want to, you know, live in low-income areas, you know, if they don't have to. But I wish we could kind of school some of these people on what are the real-world problems, how to recognize them, how to protect yourself, because I don't think a lot of people out there know what real life is. And then all of a sudden, something happens to them that, I mean, to us is, you know, would be, you know, that's just part of life, and they just can't handle it. They're just not prepared. Now, trust me, I got a lot of grief from my Facebook buddies when I posted the scorpion, okay? Boy, was I, you know, really, honestly, you have a scorpion in your house and you're making a big deal about it? You don't understand. I have a fear of scorpions. Trust me, I live with scorpions and black widows and cockroaches and crickets and ants. Okay, that's nothing new to what I've been around. However, when it's right there in my house with its stinger staring straight at me and I can't kill it, yeah, I went to you guys for help. So a bunch of you were accusing me of being like a Hillary Clinton. And I'm like, no, no, trust me, okay? It's just I have a fear of a scorpion, cut me some slack. But if your average volunteer, if that's what they're saying in the study, is somebody that has come from a family that could have been dysfunctional or had some sort of troubled childhood, then don't you think we would be prepared in the military to have psychological staff and psychological treatments and ways to adapt and ways to cope. I personally think our whole country needs this, and we just don't have it. We don't have enough people that want to go. I was talking to a medical student a while back, and I go, look at psychiatry. We definitely are going to need psychiatrists. No. I don't want to deal with crazy people. I go, I'm a family doc. Who do you think I deal with? Okay, I mean the average person, okay, you may be your ill-defined definition of crazy. Okay, I mean, you know, no, I don't look at that. You know, I'm really fascinated by psychiatry, fascinated by psychology, and I probably do more psychology than the average family doc. I just never went into psychiatry because I really wanted to do surgery, etc. And I wanted to be one of those doctors that could do anything and everything, whether you're pregnant, whether you're a kid or whatever. But, you know, you have a lot of hesitancy by people saying, no, I don't want to deal with somebody suicidal. You know, when I dealt with that suicidal pedestrian earlier today, I felt very comfortable with it, and I felt like I was doing something. You know, I didn't write a prescription for Viagra for once. I didn't write a prescription for a Z-Pak. I actually felt like I helped somebody. My husband did phenomenal. He was great. He was just shooting the breeze with him. I almost said the S word. Sorry. Don't want an FCC violation. But he was just shooting the breeze with the guy. And, again, he was going back and forth. I get that. But, you know, but it was, to me, I think that's some real, real medicine. And for those of you who want to go in the psychiatric field or the psychology field, nurses, therapists, etc., you guys are heroes because this is what we need. Now, some of you will say, Dahlia, we didn't have all these problems 30, 40 years ago. We brought this onto ourselves. We've always had depression. We've always had anxiety. We've always had attention deficit. It's just people dealt with it differently, okay? I mean, in the olden days, there wasn't all this political correctness, this social correctness, etc. So somebody could just be you know what I'm saying, like, I don't want to use the word, but it has two syllables and it begins with A, and that was just the way they were. You know, now we're like, okay, we got to say please, we got to say thank you, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to have a decorum, you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't accuse somebody of that, you can't bully, you can't that, and so, you know, now somebody will stand out. So if there is a kid that bullies, all of a sudden they look like they have mental illness. Well, kids bullied all the time back in the 1920s and 30s and 40s. I mean, bullies have always been around. People have always been jerks. In the olden days, you couldn't sleep. You were anxious. You took a drink. You wanted to calm down or wind down from a rough day at work. You went and got some whiskey. That's what they have been known. We don't do that now. No, you're not supposed to drink. Drinking could cause cancer, could cause heart disease, could cause blood pressure. You can't drive and drink. Drink and drive, so you can't come home drunk. You don't do that anymore. That's not what society allows. So now we have a bunch of people going, well, you know, that I need something. I can't sleep. I can't wind down. Give me some Xanax. Give me some SSRIs. So we've made this society. We just haven't caught up to it in terms of the infrastructure of how to manage this. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network who makes the show happen. Big thanks to Don who is working the dials today. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really, really do appreciate it. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Michelle wants to know, what do you do with a jumper? Okay, a jumper, like somebody on a ledge or somebody on a bridge wants to kill himself. If you notice in the movies, first of all, you do nothing. You call 911. Okay, you call the police. They're the ones that know how to handle this. And even not all Metro handles it. There's usually somebody who's special, you know, that gets the blowhorn or the foghorn or whatever. And yeah, foghorn. Anyway, and they know how to handle it. But you do nothing, you call the police, okay? However, I know a lot of people are like, okay, what do I do in the meantime? And remember, let me emphasize, okay? If you obviously are trained and you don't know what you're doing, you sit on the phone with 911 and have them give you advice, okay? The same thing with any medical issue. If you don't know how to perform CPR, if you don't know how to perform that, you make sure you are staying on the phone with 911, okay? Because they could, you know, they're there for you. And then, you know, also it helps with liability so that, you know, somebody can't accuse you of doing something wrong. You know, the last thing you want is somebody jumps and one of your coworkers that really hates you says, Johnny told him to jump. He said, go jump. Do it. And now you're like, wait a second, I didn't say that. And you have no witnesses. You see what I mean? Okay, so anyway. But if you notice in the movies, okay, the cops decide to get on the ledge with them. Right? Because, again, the you know, you over here at the window and them, you know, trying to sneak out off on the ledge, you know, the distance makes it less, the distance can hurt the situation. And so you see in the movies they try to decrease the distance by having somebody go out there and touch him. You know, it's very, very important to let that jumper know that, you know, he's cared about, that no, his life is significant. Okay, he's not insignificant or she's not insignificant. And so, you know, if some people don't think they can get through to them, they want that contact. But by no means do you make yourself a victim. And I think sometimes getting out on the ledge could scare them and frighten them. You know, they're like, someone's coming, I'm out of here. So again, you know, until you have the appropriate Metro response, all you do is sit there, be on the phone with 911, right? Or just allow them to talk. Get them to talk, okay? All right? Don't be a listener. Just be a good listener. Let them know, okay? I mean, rather than them sitting there alone with their thoughts, go and, you know, let them talk. And if there's something you could distract them with, like, you know, I'd like to call your wife, you know? Do you want to maybe talk to your wife before you do this? Do you want to talk to your kid? You know, something like that. Again, I don't want you guys to do it because you're not trained, all right? But that's how I would probably approach, like what I did today. You know, let's call your brother. Yeah, you want to talk to your brother? Yeah, I want to talk to him. It was great. I didn't think he did. I expected him to say, no, I hate my brother. No, don't call him. He's like, yeah, I want you to call him. I was like, oh, thank God. You know, and again, you don't want to sit there and pretend like, oh, I can't dial the number right. Unfortunately, the brother didn't pick up. But, you know, you want to, yeah, you didn't recognize, like, you know, Dr. Dahlia's show. Who the hell's this? No. Anyway, okay, so that's how I would handle that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. A 17-year-old had a condition called complex odontoma, which is where he had 232 excessive teeth. Apparently, he was suffering swelling on the right side of his lower jaw. And this, there was all these haphazard tooth-like growths in his mouth. Surgeons say 232 may be a record. The last time this, the highest number up until then was 37 excessive teeth. Ashik Gaval, 17 years old, was having swelling on the right side of his lower jaw. He was referred to the city's hospital. This is from Mumbai, where doctors found he was suffering from a condition called complex odontoma, or odontoma, and they're just haphazardly arranged like tooth growths. They have enamel and dentin, you know, and pulp. Some of them don't look like complete teeth. You see a lot of fragments, etc. And this appears to happen, when it does happen, very rarely in people of their teenage years. So, or maybe that's when a lot of it is discovered. Pretty interesting stuff. So, I mean, he looks like he's doing okay, but wow, scary stuff. Wow, I know. It's, you know. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you are thinking about getting a hair transplant. Well, now they're saying that rather than taking hair from your back, you could also take hair from your chest. All right, apparently, they say, oh, really, Gordon Ramsay had a hair transplant? They say in this article from Mail Online, Gordon Ramsay. I love his hair. I think his hair is very, very sexy. All right, I don't want to look that up. But apparently, there's a technique called follicular unit extraction, where the excess hair is transplanted onto areas where the hair is thinning or receding. And this, I mean, it could be very kind of painful. All right. I mean, men that go through hair transplants, wow. I've seen a lot of success with them, but it's very, 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 very difficult. Now, they say there's a new technique using a mix of head hair and that from other parts of the body, commonly the chest. Now, Dr. Thormi Kuremada Zioga performs the body hair transplant and says for some patients, a straightforward transplant using only hairs from the head and moving them, okay, not possible, all right, or they just don't have enough hair. What happens if you're all over balding? So it's a she. Her name is Thorny. I like that. No, Thami, not Thorny, Thami. Doesn't that drive you crazy? An R next to an N looks like an M or vice versa. Anyway, she said hair on a man's head is quite different, okay, but from obviously chest hair, but it could work. Remember, chest hair is a lot of times more curly. Sometimes it could be thicker, etc. But, I mean, it looks good to me, right? I mean, it's, yeah. Anyway, the treatment is known as follicular unit extraction. Involves removing healthy hair follicles from the donor, right? Back of the head, put it where the head is more plentiful. Now they can take it from the chest. So pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Gene study has now given us new insights into puberty in girls. A lot of you guys have daughters, and you're like, I have no idea what the hell to do with them when they go through puberty. Okay, you don't have to do anything different, okay? They're going to go through. They're going to still grow, you know, whether you give them water and sunlight or not, okay? Just they'll grow. Just make sure they're fed, all right? And they say the timing of a girl's first menstrual period may be determined by hundreds and possibly thousands of gene variations. If you thought all it is just one gene that makes a woman up, no. Researchers have identified over 100 regions of DNA that are connected to the timing of menarche. Now, menarche is basically the age where you first start having a period. Okay, many of us remember that day as women, right? And that day really sucked, okay? I know you guys think, oh, you know, girls can't wait to have their period and they use it as an excuse. It's absolutely miserable. Anyway, they said, looking at these studies, now remember, girls that go through puberty late may be more at risk. We think of diabetes, possibly breast cancer, etc. And so it's very, very intriguing to a lot of us in the medical field to look at the genes between triggering when your period starts, and then your risk of having issues such as that. Now, I find it very fascinating that they would link late puberty to, you know, diabetes, etc., because a lot of kids that go through puberty late are athletes. So you would think that them having lower weight would help. So it used to be if you started your period, you know, before, you know, at about 8 years old, okay, you know, 8 to 9, that was considered early. Now a lot of girls are. So you have a lot of girls starting earlier. I think it's because of the heavy, the extra fat. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so get ready for a no-duh study. But apparently a study has come out saying acetaminophen, which is in Tylenol, may not help back pain. I know. Duh. Listen, it's a study, okay? And it was an Australian study, so I like the Australians. So let them do their work, okay? But, and remember, I mean, stuff is going to get restudied and restudied and restudied and then studied again and then restudied and restudied because sometimes people run out of things to study, okay? I mean, I got a whole slew of things that people could study. But, you know, let's just give them their 5 minutes of fame, okay? Anyway, and again, I dig the Australians. Anyway, all right, researchers found that acetaminophen was no more effective than a dummy pill for more than 1,600 people suffering from acute lower back pain. It didn't ease their discomfort. It didn't help improve their sleep. It didn't improve patients' overall quality of life. I know, listen, the average person may not know this. I know you all do. Any of us that have ever suffered from back pain, I know. Just let them, you know what? There may be some people where this is news to, okay? This may be news to some people, okay? I know. Okay, just calm down. I get it. The research team said the findings call into question the belief that acetaminophen should be the first choice when treating a common form of back pain. All right, according to lead author Dr. Christopher Williams from the George Institute for Global Health at the University of Sydney in Australia, listen, cut these guys some slack, okay? We have Outback Steakhouse because of the Australians, okay? I love these guys. From what I understand, Australia is one of the most beautiful continents. Oh, my gosh. So just everybody calm down, okay? They say the drug may not be of primary importance in the management of acute lower back pain. Let them conclude it. One expert said it's probably too early to abandon acetaminophen for lower back pain. They said, according to Dr. Humain Danish, while this is a fascinating study, see, feel nice, you know, really, was the study really that fascinating? See, if you thought scientists don't lie or, you know, embellish just to make other people feel good, really, was the study that fascinating? Okay, you know, if he's fascinated by it, all right, it's okay. He said, while this is a fascinating study, it is only one study and shouldn't change clinical behavior. Now, he is director of integrative pain management and assistant professor of anesthesiology at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. I don't get that. He lives in the most exciting city in the world next to Las Vegas, New York City, and he finds that study fascinating. For its part, McNeil makes Tylenol, says doctors need to consider the entire body of scientific evidence when making recommendations or changing the guidelines. Remember, okay, they own Tylenol. Acetaminophen is the main ingredient, obviously, in Tylenol. So they need to make sure they can still sell their stuff. The company said that the safety and efficacy profile of acetaminophen is supported by more than 150 studies over the past 50 years. Now, here's the thing, okay? This is why I don't want you guys laughing too much at the study. A lot of you guys really, really love your Vicodin, or you really love your Lortab, or you really love your Percocet, and there's Tylenol in it. Yeah, you may not like straight Tylenol or straight acetaminophen, but you sure like your Lortab. Now, mind you, it's probably the narcotic component, which is why the FDA has now started to decrease the Tylenol component to it. But for many of you, you have found that the delivery system of the Lortabs and the Vicodins were better than just straight narcotic. I think people used to take like Percanan and things like that in the past, and they found that Percocet worked better because of the Tylenol component to it. So, I mean, you know, don't start making fun of the Australians here. It's not their fault. The new study involved more than 1,600 people averaging 45 years of age. All have suffered lower back pain and were treated at 235 different primary care facilities throughout Sydney. Each person was randomly assigned to take either 3 doses of acetaminophen daily for up to 4 weeks. Now, remember, the maximum daily dose of the drug is 4,000 milligrams. I've seen people die taking more. Okay, I think the toxic dose is like 8,000 milligrams, but still, don't push it. You don't know what your liver could take. So they basically found No difference in median time to recovery for those taking the acetaminophen was 17 days compared to 16 days for people taking the dummy pill or the placebo. All right. It also didn't improve someone's level of disability, sleep quality, etc. See, this is interesting, okay? You know, we are becoming a society now that is having major, major kidney issues, major GI issues. If you've noticed, now everybody has some sort of GI upset, or you go to the doctor and you go, well, your kidneys are, you know, a little bit weak, or you have some renal insufficiency. Well, it's because everybody's been hitting the naproxen and the ibuprofen and the anti-inflammatories. Acetaminophen has a very, very, he's a much safer profile on your kidneys. Maybe it may damage the liver more than your anti-inflammatories can, even though anti-inflammatories can still hurt the liver. So we like to try to switch people over to Tylenol if we think that their kidneys are starting to look funny. I can't tell you how many people with arthritis, I have to say, look, I'm taking you off your Advil and Motrin. You got kidney issues. But I've been taking that for years. It's over the counter. Well, just because something's over the counter doesn't mean you can take it for years. So we need acetaminophen to work. So you'll see more acetaminophen, Tylenol type studies. Okay? Just what do you do for back pain? Okay, well, I'm a huge, huge fan of other modalities like physical therapy, massage, chiropractic, acupuncture. I love those. I also love the ideas of like trigger point injections in the muscle, some of these epidural or facet injections. Those seem to work. And then some of you guys, you know, when it really, really gets severe, really, really gets serious, you need to see your neurosurgeon or your orthopedic surgeon to see if there's something that really has to be done surgically. You know, I've taken Tylenol for headaches. I know. It just doesn't. You know, Tylenol is a phenomenal fever reducer. And in mild pain, like children's Tylenol for headaches, it works. It's also a phenomenal thing to use for your pregnant women since Tylenol is fairly safe. Not supposed to be taking your anti-inflammatories in pregnancy, but you could take Tylenol. So, I don't want us to if that's a proper word, Tylenol or acetaminophen, okay, and until the point where, you know, it just can't be found in the stores because we still use it for a variety of reasons, you know? Okay, now, some of you guys want a spooky story? Okay, here's a spooky story. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You thought the Tyrannosaurus Rex was scary. Now they're saying that the Tyrannosaurus Rex would bully in gangs, and they would terrorize other dinosaurs by running around in gangs. I don't know what their signs were. I really, really don't. But they would stick together in a pack. Paleontologists have long debated whether Tyrannosaurus Rex and its cousins, such as the Albertosaurus, I guess the Albertosaurus were dinosaurs who lived in present-day Alberta, I don't know. And they found multiple Albertosaurus specimens found in a single bone bed in Canada Dry's Island Buffalo Jump Provincial Park that led people to think that maybe these people would be in packs. Now, or they would maybe, sleep together. Maybe they would all camp out together. Maybe the Tyrannosaurus wanted to kill a bunch of the Albertosauruses, so they put them all in one area. I don't know. Okay? But anyway, they found this 197-foot-long, 13-feet-wide field with footprints from multiple dinosaurs, including the Tyrannosaurus, other theropods, duck-billed dinosaurs called the Hadrosaurs. Oh, they're just making up names now. Really? Hadrosaurs, Albertosaurs, California-asaurs, New York-asaurs, Dahlia-asaurus. I bet the Dahlia-saurus had big boobs. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe?
As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.